Hi everyone, this is the March 4th Intuitive Guide and Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. Thank you so much for listening today. Now, typically I record this podcast during the weekends, either on a Saturday or on a Sunday. Today is actually Thursday, March 4th, and I happen to have the day off from my daytime commitment because I have a personal matter to attend later on today and getting that cleared up, so to speak. So, while I am here, I might as well record this podcast a bit ahead of schedule. I want to bring up something that came to my attention not too long ago in a positive light. And that was a wonderful email I received from Adina Little. She is actually a natural health consultant, among other great attributes and talents. And she responded to my request on the last podcast concerning homeopathic or natural sinus help. And she replied in writing, with a very wonderful suggestion, which I will definitely do when I get all of the ingredients together. And I'm not going to read her email verbatim, but just the feeling of sincerity and appreciation that I received from Adina's email really meant a lot to me. I had a very tough time towards the end of the year, and I had asked for help, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not guilty about what I did. And I am, again, very thankful and grateful to those who really stepped up to the plate, not only to really help me out in a pinch, because if that were to happen to any of my other friends or colleagues or contemporaries, I wouldn't even hesitate to respond in the same fashion, not even batting an eye. So Adina's email to me was, it just moved me. So Adina, I thank you so much for your communication. And Adina has a great website if you want to check her out regarding her services in terms of natural health, because as you know, having natural health in this day and age is the way to go. Her website is Adina, AdinaHinc.com, all one word. So I'll spell it again. AdinaHinc.com, Adina Little. Great website, great resources, and she's available if you just need a little bit of help in terms of someone you could talk to about whole foods, raw foods, I believe, and other ways of incorporating more natural foods into your daily lifestyle. So thanks, Adina. Okay. Today's podcast, let's take a look at what we are covering today. We're going to talk about the global resurrection of Mother Earth, and the transformations and the shifts that she is going through, obviously. So unless you've been living under a rock for the past month or so, Mother Earth is going through some major, major changes right now, and that really needs to be addressed. Next, I have a reading request for Anne. Then I'm going to talk about some upcoming events in which I am participating. And I have a reading request for Erin. And today's spirit message is about blueprints for success. And needless to say, I still have a little bit of nasal congestion. So I will try not to make those horrendous noises on the podcast. So you might hear me click to pause every so often, but maybe not. We'll see what happens. Alrighty. Global resurrection of Mother Earth. I know a lot of us are just a little I guess, I wouldn't say apprehensive. I don't think that's the right word. But more like in anticipation of what's going to happen next. Mother Earth has been going through, or shall I say, is going through a major transformational cycle. She is really, I believe, coming more into alignment with that universal life force energy, that chi energy. And it's kind of like, let's say for instance that you know you're getting ready to move into a new apartment, as I did about a month ago. And you have all of this stuff to take with you, but you know you can't take everything. You have all of this excess. You have all of this extra stuff. So what you would have to do with the extra stuff, if you can't take it with you, is that you have to either recycle it, give it to somebody else, or dispose of it altogether. And in this case, I believe that that's exactly what Mother Earth, Planet Earth, is doing. Is, and I know that sounds kind of cruel, but I don't mean for it to be, and I don't want to offend anyone, but just hear me out. Mother Earth is basically getting rid of a lot of excess in terms of energy, in terms of what she no longer needs, so that she could become lighter and maybe even more in alignment with that universal life force energy. I say that because, well, there have been some very devastating earthquakes as of late. Haiti and Chile were affected by catastrophic earthquakes. And then there was one, I believe, last night in Taiwan, which wasn't as devastating, thank God. But I'm not all about gloom and doom and the apocalypse and the end of times. I think we're a little far away from that. But I don't think that this is the end of it in terms of all of this transitioning going on with Mother Earth, her shifts, her transformations, her recycling or disposing of excess. And of course, it's going to cost lives, and that is always quite unfortunate in the grand scheme of things. I mean, as of the toll in Haiti, I believe over 200,000 people perished in that earthquake. And I know people who lost relatives from that, well, you know, from that horrific event. And we pray still for Haiti to rebound. And we know it's going to take a long time for that to happen. But keeping Haiti in our thoughts and prayers, keeping Chile in our thoughts and prayers, they lost close to 1,000 from that earthquake. The best thing that we can all do right now is continuing to support our brothers and sisters in these devastated areas, keeping them in the light of spirit for healing so that they can be able to rebuild their lives, their communities, and being able to thrive again, or in Haiti's case, be able to support itself in a way in which that their own people can be able to resurrect, let's say, and being able to have a thriving community. But make no mistake, Mother Earth is not through with her own resurrection. I believe that she may have a little ways to go. And since we're just starting out the month of March, I can't believe it's March already, I mean, for the next couple of years or so, you're going to see occurrences of devastating earthquakes and whatnot. So, again, I'm not here to preach about gloom and doom and the Book of Revelations and the end of times. No, I'm not going to do that. Should we prepare spiritually for the continuation of Mother Earth's recycling and her own resurrection? Of course. Supporting one another without judgment, supporting one another from a place of the least resistance and unconditional love for one another across this planet is imperative right now. And I mean it. Take away the judgments. Take away, like, oh, well, what's the real reason why this person is doing it? What's her main intent? That's irrelevant. Life is too short to go about judging one another. I mean, this is all about the human experience being very vulnerable right now. And it's going to continue to be this way for quite some time. So before you, as they say in the Bible, look at that speck in somebody else's eye. Before you say something inappropriate, look at that speck in your own. But anyway, going back to Mother Earth. Mother Earth is also going through a healing process big time. And so are we. We can envision or visualize Mother Earth herself surrounded in a beautiful light of pure divine energy. The color green comes to mind because of Raphael the Archangel. His color is emerald green, and I can pretty much see him through the eyes of God putting his wings around Mother Earth to support her, to comfort her, to empower her as she's going through these very significant changes. So that in turn affects us. What happens to Mother Earth also happens to us. We're also transitioning. We're also going through this healing process. We're also resurrecting as that veil between the earth plane and the spiritual realm becomes more and more translucent, opening up our psychic eyes even wider now than ever before. And all of these events that have been happening, these global events, climate change, earthquakes and whatnot, reminds me of all of those stories in the Old Testament of the Bible when there were earthquakes and floods and famines and all of those incidents. Those are historical events actually depicted in the Old Testament. So I have a feeling, well, as they say, history repeats itself. That's happening right now. Am I recording? Yes, I am. I have to pay attention to my recorder here. So I know it's a very frightening time for some of us, and I don't want you to run around being scared or looking behind your shoulder to see when the next, you know, fault line is going to erupt or the next earthquake is going to hit. It's going to happen anyway. It's inevitable. But don't let that tie you down to fear that you become paralyzed. Continue living your life. Continue praying for Mother Earth and those affected by loss from those earthquakes. And just know that this is how things are going to be for a little while. That's the best way I can say it. without throwing the fear bone in there. But if you feel as if life has just become too hard or too complicated, and you feel there's nowhere to go or no one to talk to or no place to turn to, there are still many, 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 many resources out there for you to find support. And don't be afraid to ask for support. It doesn't show that you're weak. It doesn't show that you are out of control. There's nothing wrong for asking for help when it's merited and when it's needed. And then you will be surprised of the outpouring of love and support that you do get and will get that can very well save your life, maybe even save your sanity. There have been stories in the news as of late about suicides by very young men, somewhat prominent figures, but it's kind of like, geez, I mean, how far low does one have to be before even contemplating, let alone doing the act of suicide? And then you're leaving behind so many loved ones who are wondering, like, gee, what could I have done to prevent that from happening? When you need the help, ask. And that's all I have to say. Well, if you have any questions or comments about today's topic, Global Resurrection of Mother Earth, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And this podcast is also found on iTunes, where you can leave your own feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. I can't please everyone, and I'm not here to please everyone. And I'm not here to be everyone's favorite psychic advisor either. You can take it or leave it. But you can also leave your feedback on iTunes as well. Okay. Moving right along. I have a reading request from Anne. She was born in 1977. She's asking about Sean, born in 1957. And her question is that Sean has been so wonderful to Anne, she has a very big crush on him. And she was wondering if there's any romantic potential between the two of them in the future. Well, you two are definitely compatible, and that's that really, really goes without saying. And of course, I'm not here to paint a rosy picture of what's going on right now at the moment. But you two are sincerely compatible. You two really complement one another. And there's a sense of balance, I feel, between your between the interactions. Or shall I say, the interactions between the two of you. He's a good guy. I believe he has a good head on his shoulders. But so that you know, Anne, Sean doesn't really care for restrictions. He doesn't like the mundane. He doesn't like redundancy. He likes to seek new opportunities. Not that he's a thrill seeker, and I don't get him as being a player that he runs around with different women. But if you're looking for him to really settle down or tie down or tie himself down to a long-term committed relationship, well, just be sure before you wear your heart on your sleeve or that you give yourself up emotionally to him, find out as much as you can what he's really seeking for himself in his life. I get that from time to time, Sean can't help himself but getting into a little bit of drama. He might be drama prone to some extent. Either it has to do with his work or with his family. And I'm not saying that he's, you know, out there looking for drama. I mean, who really wants that? But you'd be surprised how many people are addicted to drama, but that's a different topic for a different time. In his case, I believe he's the kind of person who, when something happens in his life that isn't always too pleasing, instead of him just going through the motions of getting it done and getting it over with and moving on from that, I believe he kind of hangs on a bit to things that have happened that weren't so pleasing. So either it's a former marriage, former relationships, I believe he sometimes brings it up instead of just letting it go and moving forward from those experiences. I believe he sometimes brings up old stories, and after a while you might be like, gee, can we just talk about us and not what happened to you back in 1975, please? He might be doing that from time to time. But he does have profound respect for you. He does care for you a great deal. And I believe when he isn't so caught up in his past, for the most part, he's very stable. Or he can provide stability into your life through a relationship. So is there potential? Yes, I do believe so. I do believe there is potential. Again, just take your time with this. Go slow. Don't expect the worst. Don't anticipate the very best. Just take things day by day in the present moment. And just know that Sean is a bit of an opportunist because he doesn't like to be limited by the same old thing. He likes to try different things, do different things. He doesn't like repetitiveness or redundancy. I think by the time the sun enters Aries in about 3 weeks, I believe that's on March 20th, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's going to be like a change. There's going to be a change in this relationship between the two of you. I believe that you're going to find Sean to be a little bit more open, I guess, if that's the proper word to use. And somehow there's going to be a lot more passion explored and exchanged between the two of you. A lot more passion. I'm talking about intimacy. It could be sexual, of course, but it doesn't have to really be about intercourse. But a lot of sexual passion could be coming up, around the third week of March or so. But he'll take care of you. I mean, if you know, in the long term, he's an excellent provider, and he is stable for the most part. So it looks like, Anne, you have yourself quite a catch. I am hoping I am right in my assessment here. Just try to get him out of the habit of bringing up old stories from his past, because that's really not relevant and really not necessary when you're trying to build a relationship with him now. So keep in touch and let us know how you're doing. And thanks for your question. And if you out there have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, feel free to send your names or initials or aliases, complete dates of birth, please, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast at intuitivedana.com. Alrighty, moving right along. This is going to be quite a busy month for me, so I'm just going to break it down with some events coming up. On March 20th, when Sun enters Aries, and it's also the vernal equinox, the ARE of New York, Edgar Cayce Center, is having its psychic holistic fair. I will be there, I believe, in the morning, or I could be there all day, but I'll be there for sure. The ARE of New York is located at 241 West 30th Street, between 7th and 8th Avenues in New York City. You can call 212-691-7690, or you can go to arenyc.org, or you can go to my website, intuitivedana.com, and go to the special events page, and that's where you'll find all the information about this upcoming psychic fair. The ARE is in need of financial support right now, so they're going to be having these psychic health fairs every other month, and it's all on a volunteer basis. Even the readers, the practitioners are all chipping in for free. None of us are getting a dime, not one red penny, for helping the ARE of New York keeping its doors open. You know, we're all going through financial challenges in one way or another, and it's affecting a lot of nonprofit organizations, and ARE of New York happens to be nonprofit. So if you're in the New York area and would like to get readings by yours truly and a lot of my fellow contemporaries and such, definitely go to the psychic health fair at the ARE of New York on Saturday, March 20th. I believe it begins at noon and ends around 6, and I should be there either in the early part of the day or throughout the day, but I'll be there, and I would really love to see you there. Okay. The day after that, on Sunday, March 21st, from 3 to 6 p.m., is the grand opening of the Enchanted Studio here in New York City with a free spirit gathering. The spirit gatherings were taking place at my friend Katie's, and that's now going to start happening here every month, the third Sunday from 3 to 6. Now, since I have a busy weekend on the 20th to the 21st, and then even the week after that, I'm not sure about recording an audio podcast then, but what I was thinking about doing for the Enchanted Studios grand opening, and this came to me in a dream, actually, so I guess this is God's way of saying that whoever attends the spirit gathering, and I'm sure I won't have any problems getting permission, I might just do a video podcast recorded from the Enchanted Studios celebratory grand opening. So that might be just the second podcast for March, but I'll have to wait and see. It depends on how many people get here. Anyway, the grand opening again takes place here at the Enchanted Studio, 281 East 205th Street in the Bronx. You can call 917-686-7192, or you can go to northnyclightworkers.net, which is the website, for more information about this much-anticipated grand opening. And because space is limited, and if you want to come to the free spirit gathering and get a free channeled reading via yours truly, you must call that number to get on the RSVP list. That way you can get yourself a seat and don't end up standing up for 3 hours or sitting on the floor for 3 hours, but that's entirely up to you. If you're definitely coming for sure, please call in advance to put your name down on the list. 917 686-7192. It's the grand opening of the Enchanted Studio, but if you're really sticking around for the free spirit gathering, you got to call and put your name on the list. And it is a free event, and refreshments will be served, so I would love to see you there as well. Okay, the weekend after that is the New York New Life Expo, and I will be there with the Best American Psychics booth. The Best American Psychics, featuring Michelle White Dove, will be there the entire weekend from March 26th to the 28th. You can go to bestamericanpsychics.com for more information, or you can go to Crapola. The Ask One Radio Network, Shea Parker has a show every week featuring psychics from the Best American Psychics Network. So if you go to the askoneradio.com and look up the Best American Psychics show hosted by Shea Parker, she'll be able to provide more information about the New York New Life Expo. I'm scheduled to be there for now on March 27th, which is on a Saturday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's taking place at the Hotel New Yorker on 34th Street and 8th Avenue. So I hope to see you there. Come on out. I had a great time at the last New York New Life Expo in October. Had a great time. It was my birthday that weekend, actually, and it was just the best. And met Jill Dane, met Michelle White Dove briefly, met Ellie Cheslick, and some other of my more familiar contemporaries. And Jill, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Yay! I'll stop by your booth for sure. So come on out to the New York New Life Expo, March 26th to the 28th. And lastly, I'm still having the workshop on Sunday, April 11th from noon to 3, Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History. And for now, it's taking place at the ARE of New York. Still haven't decided yet whether or not I'm going to have it here at the studio. I might make that decision at least by the 20th, or maybe even before that. For more information about the workshop, Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History, go to northnyclightworkers.net for all the information. Sign up now. Space is limited. If you want to know why you're still stuck in the same habitual patterns that have been holding you back for so long, it could be because of your karmic history, past lives, or something that happened with your early childhood in this incarnation. So come on out, attend the workshop, and get some real, practical suggestions from a spiritual perspective to help you on your way. Okay? Okay. Next, I have a reading request here from Erin. She was born December 10th, 1985, the year I graduated from high school, so that tells you how old I am. Anyway, Erin also sent a very, very lovely email. Thank you, Erin. Well, she's really on her way here. Her question relates to her own psychic abilities, whether she has any, and how she might be able to strengthen her psychic abilities. Well, Erin, let me tell you something about Psychic 101. Since we're all spiritual beings having a human experience, yes, we all have some sort of innate psychic ability. Some abilities are stronger than others, and some people have stronger psychic abilities than others. And I believe that in your case, I believe that you are an adult indigo. Indigos are those of like a higher frequency, if you will, and they're very sensitive to energy, to vibrations, to auras to colors to everything else across the board. So, Aaron, I truly believe that you are an adult indigo. You might want to look up indigo children or adult indigos online. And seeing that you're very interested in meditation, yoga, tarot, and a higher relationship with the universe, you were born to do this kind of work, to be able to use your abilities for the greater good. You say that you have already experimented with certain things to help attune yourself. I suggest you might want to get into Reiki, if that's something that interests you. You might want to look into mediumship, perhaps reading books by John Holland. I know he came out with his recent book, The Spirit Whisperer, and I hear it's excellent. I need to get that myself because I love my John Holland. I listen to him on Hay House Radio every week. But John Holland, John Edward, not the senator, John Edward, yeah, I'm just joking. Sylvia Brown, I mean, she writes some pretty good stuff, but sometimes I begin to question who's really writing her books. But John Holland, I highly recommend. My friend David Baker, out in California, is a psychic medium, and you can find him online. I believe his website is davidbakerspiritmedium.net. He also wrote a book about the Spirit Garden, or entitled The Spirit Garden. You can use his book as well as John Holland's for reference. You lived many lifetimes before as a seer, Aaron, as a sage, as a priestess or a priest, depending on your lifetime and what gender in that incarnation. So you're here to complete or to continue your soul's work or your soul's journey, as an intuitive, as a psychic medium. Also, you have had so many lifetimes. I mean, going back to ancient civilizations. I mean, you've been there and back. You're quite a mystic, okay? So, those of us who are not intimidated by newcomers or up-and-comings in this line of work, I encourage you, really, to attend as many workshops and classes as you can. You know, just don't get too overwhelmed, because right now you're like a kid in the candy store. Oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do this too. And then you're going to be burnt out before you even begin. So explore, yes, but at a very slow and natural pace. You're not running out of time. You actually have all the time in the world to explore. I know that you're relatively new to this type of stuff in this lifetime, but your soul is not new to this. You're going to continue receiving all sorts of reminders or memories of your past lives the deeper you dwell into this work. I wish you were in New York City to attend my workshop, because that can really open a lot of doors for you in terms of your intuitive gifts. I guess there really isn't more to say but that, Aaron. I mean, they say the sky is the limit, but in actuality, we're not limited by anything. We all have the potential to reach beyond our limitations and then some. And in your case, well, now that you know that you are an adult indigo, I believe you should at least look into that first and see where that takes you in terms of what you want to do as a psychic, as a medium, as a healer, and so forth. But yeah, you're an indigo. You are truly indigo. And also, Aaron, I believe you're going to be doing this at a very quick pace in the next few weeks, especially as spring comes about. And this also gives you an opportunity to explore your passions, what you're really passionate about in this lifetime. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. So, in the not-too-distant future, I mean, if anything, it's not even about the future, it's about right now, is when you're going to take the bull by the horns and begin your exploration, especially as an indigo. And you know what? I have a feeling about you too, Aaron, is that you've always danced to the beat of your own drum. I believe as you were growing up, you were kind of like, I believe, left out or somewhat isolated. You really didn't fall into the category of cliques when you were a teenager. Even when you were much younger, you liked to play with by yourself. Maybe you had imaginary friends. You know, I know you have real friends now, but at times you feel as if that you're so evolved that you really don't have much in much in common, let's say, with adults your own age. You know, they're all about, you know, hanging out, having a good time, and getting jobs, and all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you feel as if it's like you were born maybe in the wrong decade. You know, probably maybe you have a fascination with the 1960s. Like, you probably feel that if you were a flower child back in the 1960s, that would have been like the most incredible time for you. But you were born in the 1980s. So, but anyhow, if all of this makes sense to you, and if it resonates, then go for it. I'm very honored that you sought guidance from me for this, you know, for what's happening in your life, this evolution of yours. Look into being an adult indigo. And I know Doreen Virtue wrote a book about the caring and feeding of indigo children. And maybe if you go to her website, she may even have some resources for adult indigos. Go on message boards for indigos your age and see how they cope on a day-to-day basis in the real crazy world that's out there. Okay? So, Aaron, I wish you the very best. And thank you so much for your question. And once again, if you have a question for a free reading, now I'm going to have to pause so I don't end up doing this. And I did. If you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name, or alias, or initials, or anonymous, date of birth, month, day, and year, please, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Alrighty, to close the podcast today, we're going to talk about blueprints for success. And during this time of spiritual evolution, global transformation, so on and so forth, many of us are wanting to do what's right and to do what's best collectively to help one another. And I have a lot of, I know, okay, let me just stop, rewind. Many of us might have some fears, let's say, maybe a little bit of insecurity about what they should do or shouldn't do, or can they do this or can they do that. Well, first of all, know that we are all successful in the eyes of God. God doesn't create failures. Our limited thinking, our negative attitudes create a sense of failure. God sees success in each and every single one of us, and He has already given us the blueprints for success so that we can become empowered and motivated and inspired to create the very best for our lives as individuals and collectively. And what I mean by blueprints is basically seeing yourself doing well in all of your life's situations and having faith in positive outcomes. So it's basically when you visualize success, when you see yourself happy and healthy and prosperous. Okay, that's basically the blueprint coming to light, having energy to manifest into actual reality. I know a young lady, I won't mention her name, but she's very inspired to be a writer as well as a makeup artist. And I believe that because of some economic limitations, and I can very well relate to that on some level, she may not be aware or fully aware of the potential, the limitless potential that she has. So I've been encouraging her that regardless of the crapola that's around us right now, especially, you know, since we go through the same thing day to day and seeing examples of other people's limited thinking, we have to rise above that by having faith in positive outcomes and seeing that success, sure, you have to work towards success, but as I said earlier, God doesn't create failure. He only creates success. And that is what he or she shows to each and every single one of us if we open our eyes and open our hearts and open our minds to receiving that acknowledgement that we are all successful. Okay. So, you're not a failure. Things in our lives could fail, but we are not failures. So embrace that you are successful. And I leave you with that. Okay, so that completes today's podcast. As I said, the next few weeks I'm going to be very, very busy. I'm going to be on the road. Well, locally, that is. Again, the next podcast, if it's audio, maybe at the very last weekend of March, or I may just try a video podcast since I have a webcam and giving like a little, I don't know, something from the grand opening of the Enchanted Studio coming up on March 21st. So just keep checking your iTunes and keep leaving your feedback, good, bad. If I stink, I stink. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. That's how it goes. Can't please everyone. But, hey, sometimes your words do come back to haunt you, so be very careful. Anyway, until next time, peace, many blessings, and love and light to you. Namaste.